USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Mexico's president is sending a top diplomat to Washington to try to work out a deal after President Trump announced new tariffs on Mexican imports. The Trump administration saying the actions are a response to a surge in migrants at the U.S. southern border with Mexico that it wants Mexico's government to do something about. And until it does, the tariffs will stand. This comes as the two nations and Canada are still trying to work out a trade deal called the USMC. Vice President Mike Pence saying of that,
"We know we have strong support of Republican leadership, and if it's put on the floor of the Congress, we know the USMCA will pass."
Attorney General Bill Barr tells CBS News Special Counsel Robert Mueller could have reached a decision on whether President Trump obstructed justice. Mueller said he was blocked by a longstanding Justice Department policy saying a sitting president can't be charged with a federal crime while in office. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York will be waitressing at a restaurant today to raise awareness for bills she supports to raise the national minimum wage and eliminate a lower minimum wage for tipped workers. The German Chancellor delivering the commencement address at Harvard University yesterday, Angela Merkel pushing for action on climate change and warning against isolationism and nationalism, and telling the grads,
"I want to leave this wish with you. Tear down walls of ignorance and narrow-mindedness, for nothing has to stay as it is."
This has never happened before. The 2019 Scripps National Spelling Bee ends with an 8-way tie for first. In an extraordinary move yesterday, the competition crowned 8 co-champions who went the final 5 rounds without misspelling a word. Each will get a $50,000 check for being a co-champion. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, use my promo code USA.
In USA News for Your Health, the CDC reports the number of new diabetes cases down after increasing for the last 20 years. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
Researchers at the CDC report new cases of diagnosed diabetes in the U.S. decreased by 35% since a peak in 2009. The report is being described as the first sign that efforts to stop the nation's epidemic of diabetes have been working. New cases have declined from 1.7 million per year in 2008 to 1.3 million new cases in 2017. The number of people living with diagnosed diabetes in the U.S. has remained stable during the past 8 years. I'm John Clemens.
Some farmers reportedly continuing to feel the effects of the trade war with China. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
Farmers in Iowa are getting nervous as the U.S. trade dispute continues with China. Pat Swanson is a soybean farmer and says China was a customer who demanded a lot.
China's a huge customer. They have a lot of people in China, and they were taking one row of every 3 rows that we plant of soybeans. That's a lot of soybeans that they were taking. So to lose that market last year has hurt us, and I think will hurt us for a while.
Swanson was speaking there on Fox Business. The U.S. soybean exports to China have fallen by more than 80% in the past year after China imposed retaliatory tariffs and switched to buying soybeans from Brazil and Argentina. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.